Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. The elite unit of the Federal Police, the GSG9, is to be enlarged by a third and is looking for junior police personnel. Jerome Fuchs, commander of the unit, reported to RBB Inforadio that the GSG9 will grow considerably, about a third of the current strength of the association, with the construction of a second location in Berlin. The unit will probably be stationed in Spandau, but the decision has not yet been made. The reason for the second location in Berlin is the continuing terrorist threat. The commander added that when you look at the comparable terrorist situations across Europe, the capitals are often affected. The goal of the new unit is clear: GSG9's ability to react quickly in the capital. A 67-year-old man who died Friday evening in a backyard in Berlin Marienfelde was shot to death. A witness had found the man, badly injured, in a backyard in Malteserstraße on Friday evening, as confirmed by the police on Sunday. While it was reported earlier that witnesses heard shots, so far, the police have not commented on this information. According to reports from the BZ, the victim is said to be a doctor who had his practice only a few meters away from the crime scene. The police have not commented further, aside from confirming that the day before his death, the man was working in the building complex in whose backyard he died. Unknown vandals have written anti-Semitic slogans in the Volkspark Friedrichshain. A witness had alerted the police about 3:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon after she had discovered the black graffiti on the wooden observation platform at the Kleine Teich. The police are investigating for incitement and damage to property. Beginning yesterday afternoon, inventory of the former Air Berlin is being sold. Everything that is still in the ownership of the insolvent company is up for grabs in an online auction. The campaign will be carried out by the Hamburg auction house, Dechau, and should be completed by February 1st. The proceeds will flow into the insolvency estate and help to repay their debts to creditors. Among the more than 1,000 objects up for auction is a full-height model aircraft for which the minimum bid is 4,000 euros. Inexpensive souvenirs, such as children's toys, crockery, or woolen blankets, can also be found. Towards the end of the auction, tools and turbine parts will be up for sale to industrial entrepreneurs. According to the auction house, 32,000 potential bidders have expressed interest in the auction. Air Berlin filed for bankruptcy in August of last year and finally discontinued operations this past October. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.